Some days you want a little extra oomph to your usual look. Whether that's lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara or awakening your eyes with a lasting lift and soft color with the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Whether you want a simple, just got to get out of the door routine or full glam, you'll always look and feel like the best version of yourself with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
What you really fear is inside yourself. You fear your own power. You fear your anger. The drive to do great.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Well, you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. And the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. And if you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people. The diligent hand, the hand of the diligent, makes you rich. So we're thinking long term. So an example of that is, I have noticed that rich people have wills. And poor people have fights when they die. Over nothing, because they don't have anything, but everybody's still fighting like a bunch of hillbillies.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss, if you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing. And so using that definition has at least allowed me to change my behavior faster, which then goes into rate of learning, which I define as intelligence. And so a lot of people are like, man, he's so smart, but he just doesn't. It's like, well, then if he doesn't change his behavior and he's in the same conditions, he's a dummy. He's not that smart. And so if you are trying to battle the same boss over and over again, and you don't change what you're doing, and the boss keeps beating you, then it's not the game's problem. It's your problem. You are the problem.
Yeah, you can practice with a gratitude journal and write down the things in your life that you're grateful for. And I think that has a really great reminder to manage your attention and to manage your energy. But by the same means, can you be grateful for things that you haven't had yet, but you believe enough that you can have? Now, we only accept, believe, and surrender to thoughts that are equal to our emotional state. We'll never accept, believe, and surrender to thoughts that are not equal to our emotional state. So if you're feeling really unhappy, and you're feeling really negatively, and you're thinking positively, the thought of thinking positively never makes it past the brainstem to get to the body, because the body is feeling miserable. The positive thought never changes the biology.
It's not about changing your thoughts. It's not about fixing your thoughts. It's not about changing yourself. It's just about being observant of yourself so that you can then, it'll automatically change. Whatever change needs to happen will happen. You trying to change yourself is very circular. The mind trying to change the mind just mud wrestling with itself. I don't think it gets you anywhere.
The players that had that passion, but weren't willing to commit their entire lives to doing that, right? It's a choice, right? You have other things, you have family, you have all these other things that you have to do. The game can't really be your number one priority. And so I was just looking at that like, man, this is gonna be fun.
In the muse, you said, I knew you couldn't do what I was doing because I was obsessed, I'm paraphrasing. And then you said, whether it's friends, relationship, it didn't matter, it was all basketball.
Yeah.
Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad, for people, all this, who's gonna carry the boats and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone.
But the craziest thing was that the moment that my father was most proud of me and he approved of my life the most was when I was the saddest. And so that's when I was like, maybe his approval isn't the right way to feel good about life. And so that started basically the 6-month journey of from when I decided that I wanted to change my life till when I changed it. And I think that like, as you become more able or more potent or higher agency, that timeline between when you decide you want to do something and when you actually do it just continues to compress, right? Like, now if I want to change something, I'm like, let's change it. Like, done. We walk out of a thing, I was like, we're never going to do that podcast again, or I don't want to talk to this person again, or whatever it is, right? Whereas before, it's like, okay, I have to sleep on it. I have to really think about it. And like, how am I going to, it's like, why do I care about how I'm going to say it? This is what it is, done. And it's just like, and that timeline is compressed. But the hardest one for me, like the first one was by far the hardest, and everyone since then. The nice thing is that no matter how difficult your circumstance is, if you have, like, the bigger the wall that you have to get through is, as soon as you get past that one big wall, you then can use that wall as the evidence for why you can jump over the next wall, because that will be the biggest one.
Mental attitudes and personality are determined by things that we do. And there are certain things that you can do consistently every single day. And in so doing them, you'll build your self-confidence up and up and up to the point where you become unstoppable. And these are very simple things, and they're practiced by the most successful men and women who were so terrified they could not lead silent prayer in a telephone booth at one time. And they've built themselves up to the point where they're not afraid of anything by working on themselves. Just like a weightlifter builds up muscles, you can build up character, personality, and strength, and tenacity, and desire, and knowledge, and courage, and confidence by working on yourself.
Direction over speed is mm-hmm. the first one, but mm-hmm. we're now talking about maximizing for speed. Yeah. So how do we balance direction and speed?
So with the question, if the outcome that we're trying to have is being present, then the outcome actually is irrelevant because it's about how much you empty the tank. If we're talking about the science of achievement, then the outcome does matter, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so balancing both of those things, which is that if I want to accomplish all my goals, then I need to make sure that my inputs are tied as closely as humanly possible to the outcome. If I want to be satisfied, it doesn't matter at all. And so I think it's marrying those two ideas, where the perfect world, in my opinion, would be you work as hard as you possibly can because you thought ahead of time, what is the input that has the closest correlation with the outcome that I want? And then you put your blinders on and you start digging.
A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure, or dream about being a SEAL, or dream about being an astronaut. And all it is a fucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their master. When you become the master of a dream is when you say, I want to go be a Navy SEAL. You say, okay, I'm going to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months. The dream was the one thing I thought about, and the dream was now gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the laundry list of details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream. So a lot of people out there dreaming.
And if you're only working 8 hours a day, you're in trouble. If you're only working 8 hours a day, you better have a rich uncle, or you better have somebody else who's going to take care of you, because 8 hours a day only gets you survival in our society. Because it's so competitive that somebody else is working 9, they've got an edge on you. Somebody else is working 10, they've got a bigger edge on you. Every hour over 8 that you invest is an investment in your future, is an investment in your success. And if you put in the hours over 8, whether it's studying or reading or working, if you put in the hours, it will pay off, and it will pay off in spades. It's like throwing seed in the ground. When you throw a seed in the ground, the plant that comes up is not just one seed, it's hundreds of seeds. There's a crop that you put in, but you must put the seed in the ground first. The market only pays excellent rewards for excellent performance. It pays average rewards for average performance. It pays below average rewards for below average performance.
I think we make a huge mistake in life. We make the mistake of believing that because our problems are big, or because our dreams are so big, that somehow the solution to achieving those dreams or to solving those problems must be enormous too. When in truth, it's the opposite. The larger the problem, the smaller the solution. The bigger the dream, the smaller the actions are that you need to start taking.
If you had the awareness to settle the body back down into the present moment, you would be executing a will that's greater than the program, because most people lose their free will to those programs. And it's that tedium in the beginning that is an uncompromising will, where you keep training the animal to stay, to take all of its attention off the environment, to get beyond all the cravings, the feelings, the habits of the body, the drives of the body, and catch yourself defaulting to that predictable future, bringing your body back into the present moment, siphoning energy back, your attention into the past based on those familiar emotions in the past. We've discovered that if you're willing to do that for just a few days, you could actually liberate an enormous amount of energy from your body. You go from particle to wave, from matter to energy, and you're literally transmuting those limited emotions into elevated emotions, and something really beautiful happens if you're willing to fire the crucible and sit through that long enough. All of these emotions move, that energy moves right up into the heart, and the person starts falling in love with life. They start feeling this state of gratitude, this gratefulness to be alive, this ineffable word of relaxed and awake.
You will fail and you're gonna have to do extra.
Stop trying to feel motivated. This is one of the biggest mistakes we all make. We want to feel motivated. We want to feel excited. We want to feel enthusiastic. What I've learned very, very clearly is that if you wait for motivation, you'll be waiting a long, long time. People who make moves don't wait for motivation. People who make progress don't wait for motivation. Actually, they do things when they don't feel motivated. That's the key to success. That's the key to discipline, is doing things when we don't feel motivated. Motivation is this myth that you need to feel ready to take action. Instead, we need to focus on building momentum, triggering momentum. The truth is, action creates motivation, not the other way around.
Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? Why not see how many people you can reach?
People who have a sense of urgency are always the most valued people in our society. Develop what is called fast tempo. Fast tempo is essential to success. Fast tempo is essential to success. What that means is that the harder and the faster you work, the more energy you have. The harder and the faster you work, the more drive you have, the more you get accomplished. The more you get accomplished, by the way, the more tasks you conclude, the more energy and self-esteem you have, because every time you finish a task, you get a jolt of positive energy. Every time you procrastinate on a task, it tires you out and makes you depressed. So whenever you find yourself procrastinating, say to yourself, I have to develop a sense of urgency. I have to develop a sense of urgency. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And then work fast. Work fast. Work quick. You will find that if you will just pick up your tempo, you can get to a tempo that will enable you to go through more in 2 hours than the average person goes through in an entire day.
This isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you.
One of the most powerful things that any person can do is to learn to control this idea of duration, path, and outcome, and attach an internal sense of reward, just that you're doing well, to reward yourself mentally, just say, I'm doing well, I'm actually on the right path. To do that inside of the demands that come from the external world, the more often that we can self-reward some aspect of the process, provided it's in the right direction of what we're trying to achieve, the more energy we're gonna have for that, the more focus we're gonna have for that. And remember, the reason I say energy is that limiting amount of noradrenaline is constantly being kept at bay. You're literally buffering the quit response. And so when people start realizing that if they set the goals inside of the larger goal and self-reward each one of those, they essentially have an infinite amount of energy to pursue those goals. They have an infinite amount of focus to pursue those goals.
We become what we think about. Well, don't think lack and limitation. Think abundance in whatever you want. See yourself with plenty, with abundance. Hold the image and then just think, how can I get this? By continually seeing yourself with it, the way to get it will start to come to your mind. You will attract whatever you need because you're getting on an abundant frequency, and it'll all start coming into your life. As you move towards it, it'll come towards you. Abundance. It's your birthright. You've got to decide on it.
Energy goes into those lower frequencies.
Yeah.
Doubt, worry, fear, all. Now you're in that sediment. Mm-hmm. You're in that dynamic. But if you start talking about possibility, even if you don't know how to get there, then your energy starts to go up. Mm-hmm. You know, what if you ask a what if question? You know, what if all my needs were met? What would I be doing in my life? What if everything is really working together for my good? What if all the bad things that have happened in my life are leading me to activating some great potential in my experience? Mm-hmm. What if God really is on my side?
Yeah.
You know, you ask a what if question and you start to notice little tiny miracles happening in your life. Mm-hmm. Things start to manifest. You don't know how they got there.
You cannot attract what you're not aligned with. And that begins with awareness of your inner narrative. Now, what does that even mean? Oh, your inner narrative. This sounds all like weird and woo-woo, Lewis. Well, your inner narrative are the things that you're thinking, the memories that you're tied to, the stories you're telling yourself about you, about others, about life, about what's possible, about what's not possible. It's these narratives, these conversations, these things that you're holding on to. And when people hold on to things that are empowering, they align and attract with empowering possibilities, people, and opportunities that flood their life with more peace and abundance. They manifest more.
And if the person got very clear on what they wanted, then they should start on the journey to become that very person. They should really work on being that very person that they want. So there would have to be some change that they would have to make in order to be worthy enough to create a person that they would attract in their life. And we cannot attract anything in our life that we feel separate from. Trusting in a future that you can't see or experience, you have to lay down the very thing you use your whole life to get what you want, to trust that something greater could happen. And that's not something that's very easy.
You have to work every single day. I think that's where your confidence comes from. Because when nobody's looking, that's the time that really counts. That's the time that really matters. I know how much I train. I know how tired I've already made my body. This is nothing. The finished product is the easy part. The games, like I can literally play in the games in my sleep. It's like the working out at 5, 6 a.m. and then all the practices and all the extra conditioning. Like, that's the hard part. And so I can get through it. That work that you do every single day is key, because that's what you're going to be able to fall back on.
If you laugh, you risk appearing to be a fool. If you weep, you risk appearing to be sentimental. If you reach out for another, you risk rejection. If you love, you risk not being loved in return. If you place your dreams in front of the crowd, you risk ridicule. If you go forward in the face of overwhelming odds, you risk failure. But risk must be taken, for the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing has nothing, does nothing, is nothing. Well, in the world of ego, is nothing. That person may avoid suffering, pain, and embarrassment, but that individual will not learn, love, change, feel, or grow. Only the person who takes risks is truly free.
We all live inside a bubble, right? This is our world.
But you gotta get out there. You gotta give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. Because remember this, you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
I said to myself, if ever I want anything to change, it's up to me. That's the time where I really got scared. It suddenly hit me right between the eyes that if I wanted my life to be different, it was up to me to make my life different. Starting point of flying to the stars, the starting point of taking complete charge of your life, the starting point of great success and great achievement is to accept complete, unconditional responsibility. If it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you. Never complain, never explain. What that means is if you don't like the way things are, then it's up to you to change them. And if you're not willing to take steps to change them, then don't complain about them. So if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you.
I failed, I go back to scratch. I use some positive motivation. I have like one day where I'm like, I'm defeated. But I started realizing this is part of the process. This is part of the journey. I had to realize this is part of my process versus just saying, like I used to, I'm just not good enough. If I'm not good enough, we always say that, I'm just not good enough, and then we try something else. I'm gonna make myself good enough. And that became my mentality. I'm gonna make myself good enough.
My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. 9. As in the first one, spent time, failed. Second one, this one will be different, failed. Third one, this is the one. And then 6 more after that. Right, I'm just painting this picture because, like, it's painful as because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right today, but not forever.
And now is the time to take risk. You don't have kids. As you get older, your obligations increase. And once you have a family, you start taking risk not just for yourself, but for your family as well. It gets much harder to do things that might not work out. Take risks now. Do something bold. You won't regret it.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. Look, did you do what you said you were going to do by this time? And if you don't, hold your feet to the fire. Because, I mean, just sitting around dreaming, someday, you know what I mean? Someday I'm going to get a different job. Someday I'm going to change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week. You know, there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look on your calendar. Someday's not on there. So you got to say, okay, I'm going to take this small step by here, this small step by there, this small step by there, and then pretty soon, you know, we don't leap tall buildings in a single bound. We take it a floor at a time.
My 3 questions are, what do you want? How badly do you want it? And how much are you willing to suffer?
You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So nothing is acceptable but your best. Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance. So that, and that's the only thing. There should be nothing else.
Develop a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency is a quality that is possessed by only 2% of the population. 2% of the population do things fast. 2% of the population have a bias for action. So develop a sense of urgency. Get the reputation as the person who does things fast. Develop a reputation for speed and dependability, and your future will just open up in front of you. And if you'll develop that habit of working fast, that sense of urgency, act now, do it now, do it now, do it now. If you develop that reputation for speed, it will be worth a fortune to you. It takes a little while, but it's a habit. Most people just sort of shuffle through life. You know, they get to it when they feel like it. But all the excellent people, all the high performers have a sense of urgency. And finally, complete each job that you start. Get on with the job and stay with it till it's 100% finished.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you will have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it.
What if it's a mistake? It's a mistake. Rest assured. What do you know? You're going to stumble around, right? And what's going to happen is this. You're going to not stay in stasis. You're not going to wander around in circles. And I see people like that. They said, well, I never knew what to do, and now I'm 40. It's like, that's not so good. That's not so good. And you might say, well, and there is a literature, too, that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back in their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
I always ask myself, even as I would always ask myself, is your purpose? What's your purpose for living? Do you know your purpose? What you're created to do? Do you know what that is? A lot of people live their entire lives not knowing, entire lifetime not being happy, because they feel as though they're not fulfilling their purpose.
If you stay in control yourself, that's the key to everything in this world. If you listen to anything else on the outside and you start to adapt to other things, you're never going to live the way you want to live. And to be a fighter, you have to be in control yourself all the time. Mm. I always say the best fighters are the best actors. The ones that can trick themselves, fake it till you make it, till you get to the championship. And you have to live that way. You have to obsess never being broken. And even if you break, accept it and then on to the next.
And that's what's painful, is that it takes more effort to start in the beginning. And more people are right about the fact, they're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. But they're only measuring on months. And at 6 months, you're also not going to have hit it big yet. And they're going to be like, I'm still right. And at a year, you're still not going to have hit it big. And they'll still be right. And every day that you haven't hit it, they're going to feel like they were right. But they're wrong. Because they're measuring in days and you're measuring in decades.
So many of us come from these small places in our mind that we're not willing to think outside of only what we've seen. Our mind works in such a small compartment. And one thing I was able to do was to dream. Many people, but don't make dreams your master. Until you're able to really put yourself into that dream, but don't make dreams your master, that's where you truly become what you're destined to become.
What do you mean, don't make dreams your master?
A lot of people sit back and they dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their master.
Without pain, without sacrifice, we would have nothing.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Mm-hmm. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Yes, yeah. More this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
I think a hopeful message that anyone can think about who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the dragons you're going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. but you become so much more equipped to slay them back.
Most people are just trying to get through the day. Here's what I want you to be committed to do. Learn to get from the day. Don't just get through it, get from it. Learn from it. Let the day teach you. Join the university of life. What a difference that'll make in your future. Commit yourself to learning. Commit yourself to absorbing. Be like a sponge. Get it. Don't miss it.